At the Emmys by Eileen Khan. I'm 40 years old and I don't have the ability to dress up. I never have. Anytime I pull myself together and put on a nice dress or actually pick a shirt that matches my pants, something embarrassing happens. Don't believe me? Yeah, well, as a reader, I tend not to believe the true things being said on the page. But the following story is true. Truer than true. Sad, embarrassing, and true. When I received my first Emmy nomination, yeah, I've had two, thank you, for Best Comedy, Mad About You. Thank you very much. I went out and spent $3,000 on a black Vera Wang gown. It was great and I looked hot. Since my day job was as a sitcom writer and I dressed in baggy, nondescript clothes, it was really, really important for me to look amazing that night. My dream was that when we won, I would stand on that stage and people watching from home would say, "Who's that hot redhead peeking over Helen Hunt's shoulder?" That day, Emmy Day, went off without a hitch. I had my hair and makeup done. I had a fabulous new perfume, new shoes that were ridiculously expensive and uncomfortable, so therefore perfect. Oh, and my husband went crazy for the dress. When he asked me how much I spent on it, I knew I couldn't tell him the truth, so I came up with, "Not as bad as I thought it would have been, you know?" Thankfully, the limo pulled up, so he didn't have time to realize I was full of shit. We arrived at the Shrine Auditorium, and it was the coolest. Stars everywhere. Flashbulbs popping, people screaming. And there I was, the dumpy little redhead from Downey, California, walking the red carpet. It was the neatest fucking thing in the world. We made our way inside, and sitting in the last row were some friends from the show, Kenny and Rick. They said hi, and sure enough, couldn't believe how hot I looked. I went to give him a hug and didn't realize that there was a step up. So I trip on my stupid new shoes, and the next thing I knew, I was heading face first into a row of chairs. I managed to avoid the chairs, but by doing so, I turned and landed on my back, causing my gown to end up on my chest, revealing my control top pantyhose and all their glory. At that instant, I regretted my choice to go without underpants. As I was pulled up, I noticed a breeze under my arm and realized I had ripped my dress right under my right armpit. I was crestfallen. People were staring, and Rick and Kenny were fighting back belly laughs of immense proportion. They only let them out as I walked away to my seat in the fourth row. Swear to God, I could hear them all the way down there. So for the rest of the night, I had to walk around with a big rip in my expensive Vera Wang gown. I kept asking my husband if he could notice it, and he always denied it, but I never saw him giggle so much in one night. Thank God we lost a Frasier. Otherwise, I would have been that hot redhead with the big rip in her dress peeking out over Helen Hunt's shoulder. To this day, my husband has no idea how much I spent on that dress. Of course, he's not here as I read this. I told him to stay home so that he wouldn't find out. Speaking of finding out things, how come people on reality TV confess to things and then always follow it with, "This is between you and me. I don't want anyone to know." Don't they realize that the big black thing that's being held up by some guy in a pair of stained shorts in front of them is a camera? And that camera is recording them to be played back for the entire world to see? Huh. I better start coming up with an idea to keep my husband from reading this book.